Well, good morning. It's October 22nd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I'm speaking a little softer today because my voice is a little tender. Not sure why. I don't have COVID or anything like that, but I need to kind of preserve my voice, obviously, for tomorrow. So, but that said, on October 22nd, 2022, we're going to be reading 2 Kings chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We're going to be finishing that book today. Daniel chapter 7 and Psalm 114 and 115. So let's get into the Word today. If you're having problems hearing me, crank up your volume, because I can't really talk any louder than this. All right. Get one more drink here. 2 Kings chapter 3. Now, Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria, the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned for 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother, for he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not thereof. And Misha, king of Moab, was a sheepmaster, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with wool. And it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria at the same time, and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle?" And he said, "I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses." And he said, "Which way shall he go up?" And he answered, "The way through the wilderness of Edom." And so the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, "Alas, that the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" And one of the kings of Israel's servant answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." And so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elijah said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and the prophets of thy mother." And the king of Israel said unto him, "Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord, make the valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. And yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones." And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore, Moab, to the spoil." And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and fell all the good trees, only in Kiriath-seth left they stones thereof. And howbeit the slingers went about it, and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. And then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. That was 2 Kings chapter 3. Let's move to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We're going to finish that book today. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. And finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course, and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will to do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which we received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work, and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. And yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by this means. And the Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul, with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Well, that was 2 Thessalonians, the second time this year. I'm going to start 1 Timothy tomorrow. Let's move on over to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had dreams and visions of his head upon his bed. And then he smote the dream, or then he wrote the dream and told some of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on the one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, and devour much flesh. And after this, behold, and lo, another, like a leper, which had upon the back of it four wings of fowl. And the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with it, with the feet of it. And then it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there was three of the first horns plucked by the root. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Then a fiery stream issued and came forth from them before him. 1,000,000 ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. And as concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, and yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of the heavens, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near unto them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all of this. And so he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. The great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of the horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the three, and he shall subdue the three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times and the laws. And they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of the time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitions much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, and I kept the matter in my heart. That was Daniel chapter 7. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 114 and 115 today. Psalm 114 and 115. Psalm 114, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into standing water, the flint into fountains of water. Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. And wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. and he doth whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, and so is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which hath made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord indeed. This was our reading today for October 22nd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video. Again, I apologize for my voice today if it was a little quiet. Just be praying that I get that voice back for tomorrow. You might not, you'll definitely have a sermon, but it might not be as loud and thunderous as it normally is, but that's okay. We'll see. But anyways, thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure, again, to leave that comment or reaction, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for this day, and thank you indeed for who you are. You are the great God, and you're real. You are real. Lord, we don't necessarily live in a culture that bows down to metal images and images, Lord, of other gods, but Lord, we are a pagan culture, and one that questions your very existence, but yet, Lord, we are so privileged to know that you are God, that you are in control, and that you are the one that is on the throne, Lord. Lord, as we read in Daniel, Lord, that you are coming again, Lord, as the Ancient of Days are going to come and destroy all the kingdoms of this world, you are going to make all things right, and Lord, I pray that it would even be today. Lord, come quickly, we pray. But in the meantime, Lord, help us to continue to press on. Help us to continue to serve you and honor you, Lord, as our great God. You've saved us. You've redeemed us. You've proven that through the reality of Jesus Christ. And so may he get all of the praise today in each of our lives, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.